Hey friend, welcome to Checkpoint 7. What are you holding on to? That's the question. I love the story of the monkey trap because that's what it's all about, right? The monkey has put his hand in the trap. He's got a hold of this delicious rice and banana mix and won't be able to get his hand out because he's got it wrapped around that thing that he desires. You know, I feel like the reason that that story resonates so much with me is because I feel like in education, we do this a lot. We come across a strategy or a thing we're doing, and it may not be having any impact at all, but we just like it, or it's just become a habit, even if it's not research-based. And here's the other thing, even if it is research-based, it may not be the right thing, right? Think about tools. A hammer is great. A wrench is great. It doesn't mean that one is bad, the other's good. It means that a different one is called on in a different situation. And I really want you to take this to heart. What are you holding on to that might be getting in the way of you moving the work forward? Part of praxis is a deep examination of this very thing. And too often, I don't think we look at our competing commitments, right? Things that we are trying to do simultaneously that might be canceling each other out. And so this is the place where I think it's really a challenge and an opportunity to get real with ourselves, to actually think about what am I committed to that I think is getting in the way? Why can't I do that? Or what do I believe about that, right? And that's related to our last checkpoint about mental models. So holding on to something is really about what your belief is as to why you think you need that thing, particularly if there's no evidence that that thing is actually working for you. So being able to have some kind of process where you do this, where you look at your competing commitments, I think is really important. And this is not something that can be done on the fly. And there are a couple of ways to get at it. You know, think about the stories you tell yourself, right? The narratives that are kind of part of the internalized self-talk. You could actually ask yourself, oh, what do I really love to do, right? List those things. I really love that. And then just be brutally honest, right? I love that, but is that working for me? You know, I love that, but is that congruent with, you know, where I'm trying to take our curriculum? Or I love that, but is that really, you know, leading to learned helplessness and dependency amongst the students that I care about, right? There are so many different ways, particularly when you think about yourself as a cognitive mediator, you know, there are things that you're going to have to start doing. There's a new level you're going to have to reach. You're going to have to show up differently. But in order to do that, kind of like a hot air balloon, you're going to have to let go of some stuff, right? Just kind of clip those sandbags that keep the hot air balloon kind of close to the ground. To reach a new level, you really have to think about what you have to let go of. So it's just a little provocation to do this part of the work, which can be hard. You know, we want to gloss on over it and move on to talking about, hey, I tried that and we did that and all the happy parts. But praxis requires us to step back and be honest with ourselves. And if we don't want to repeat the, you know, the inequities, if we don't want to contribute to inequity by design, this part of the work is critical because there's some things that we've been blind to that we keep doing that are keeping us in this cycle of inequity that is making it by design. Remember, we're talking about systems, right? And if the system is still actually thinking about, you know, replicating itself, what are you going to do that's different? So becoming a dream keeper is about understanding how you are changing the system so there's a different learning progression, there's a different trajectory. All right, so think about it. What are you holding on to? What are you ready to let go of? All right, carry on.